We do.
Yay! So good to be back.
Indeed. More after the break.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Democrats plan to subpoena White House documents related to President Trump's request to have Joe Biden investigated in Ukraine.
That the White House has been withholding from Congress.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, President Trump on Twitter again calls for him to resign. He's also denying reports about proposed border strategies, saying he's tough, but not that tough. Fox's John Decker at the White House.
The tweet coming in the wake of a New York Times story, which reports the president often talked about fortifying a border wall with a water-filled trench stocked with snakes or alligators, and also suggested that soldiers shoot migrants in the legs.
Fox confirms that last part from a source who was in the room. Bernie Sanders is suspending campaign events while he recovers from a heart procedure for a blocked artery. He had two stents implanted after experiencing chest discomfort during an event last night. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of record high temperatures continues for now, but we're getting closer to some nice relief for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Highs in the upper 90s each day, and each day we should tie or break the record high. Still dry, lows at night in the low 70s. Saturday, not quite as hot, high 94. Rain chances close to 15%. Then Sunday, some widely scattered storms, high 91. Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cold front. Then look for significantly cooler days and nights beginning Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Dr. Nicole Ivey says she has not resigned from her position as principal at Lead Academy. In a statement, she says she was asked to resign after meeting with the State Department of Education about Lead's, quote, lack of compliance with multiple state laws applicable to charter schools. Lead Academy's board will meet tonight to consider a personnel report. All new member activities for Troy University fraternities have been suspended. This comes after two fraternities were suspended because of alleged hazing. The Dean of Student Services and the Office of Fraternity Affairs will hold a series of mandatory meetings with members of each of the fraternities to go over the new member process and reiterate policies regarding hazing and safety. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the five P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner, landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
CBS Tonight is all new, starting with a surprising new Survivor, Island of the Idols.
What is happening?
And David Boreanaz returns.
We're back.
In the season premiere of SEAL Team.
Playtime's over, boys. Focus up.
Then, it's the season premiere of SWAT on its new night.
The city's under attack.
Drones are terrorizing L.A.
This could be the deadliest attack yet.
Unless you stop it.
SWAT, season premiere, CBS Tonight.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Ryan and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluke.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9
a.m. Salacious. That's a big word for a nine-year-old.
What, you think I'm 9 years old?
Well, the ponytail doesn't help.
Don't you know that joke?
Welcome, April.
Don't you know that
joke? You are wearing lavender and have a ponytail. That's something my little boy would
Good in it, so I appreciate you pointing it out.
You know the joke about... It's pretty raunchy.
Okay, go ahead.
This
raunchy Jack.
Girl says to her dad one day after years of abuse, she goes, "You know what? You are nothing more than a pedophile." He said, pretty big word for a nine-year-old.
Awful. We do not make pedophile jokes around here. For the love.
I didn't endorse the situation. I just...
Right.
So that's what I was saying to you.
Somebody told Dave Chappelle that, but that was one of his best jokes in his latest special.
Seriously?
It was a Michael Jackson joke.
Oh,
it was pretty bad.
Gracious.
Go watch a special. Y'all can check it out.
But you used the word salacious, and you're young, so...
What's going on in politics today?
Do you
like how I'm changing the pedophile conversation?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm...
To Alabama politicians. Let's transition to those.
Well, before we do anything like that, let's not forget the name game. The name game's going on. Jonathan Powers, call 396-5477. 396-5477. That's the number you need to call Jonathan Powers for your chance to qualify to win a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. But it's one-hour massage once a month for a year if you end up winning.
Tell me what I have to do again.
Well, you got to go online.
Okay.
Say go to newstalk931.com.
Okay.
Click the banner for the name game. Put in your full name. Register. And then we call out names each hour, like Jonathan Powers. And you say 396-5477. You call that number within the hour. Then you're qualified in a drawing. We'll do that, I think, early next Monday, this upcoming Monday. And they win. So you can still register.
Can guests come register, right?
Yeah, you're not an employee or anything.
Certainly
not.
I have never been paid.
Right. Well, by us.
Yeah. Yes, by News Talk.
Tell us what you're up to, who you're working with now.
So I am still doing, although slowly, because life has just thrown me a couple curveballs lately, I'm still doing Alabama Today, altoday.com. And I am doing Conservatives for Better Leadership. And so I will be speaking about transparency for an upcoming Women Republican event, transparency and accountability. And I'm just, you know, trying to keep up the good fight.
Did you see that Jeff Sessions spoke last night at a Republican club in Huntsville?
I did not see that.
He kind of came out of hiding and made a very conciliatory speech, said he still supported Donald Trump. I thought it was really big of him to do that.
Yeah, that is classy given the Trump's ridiculous tweets.
Well, I know. They were a little rough on Jeff.
He's a good man. I really
I like Jeff. I've known him a long time and I really like him. But, you know, don't worry about Jeff Sessions. He will make it in D.C. if he stays up there. And I understand that some of his family members moved up there when he was AG, so I'm not sure he's coming back, but I'm sure he will do very well for himself.
Well, like I said earlier, I think Trump was mostly upset. He's like, I went in an AG like Robert Kennedy. I wanted somebody to protect, scratch my back, protect me. Where were you, Jeff?
What does he want? Is the guy to get shot?
Hey, you with the jokes today.
Well, Robert Kennedy was...
Saran.
Well, I know, but you know, that was weird because the president was his brother. I mean, talk about nepotism.
It's bizarre.
It is bizarre. But
I mean, could you imagine if Trump appointed Ivanka to something?
Oh, my God. It's bad enough that Jared Kushner is an advisor.
Oh, gosh. I try to forget him as frequently as possible.
Well, he's kind of a lib, isn't he?
They're all kind of liberal.
And there's a reason he doesn't speak often.
Because he's got one of these soft voices. Oh, we're working really hard with the Israelis and the Palestinians and the Saudis, and we're trying to get a good deal going. Like, Jared, just keep your mouth shut. Look, stand there and look pretty, all right? Like, just relax. Keep doing the good work. You're not the spokesman for the administration. And it is a little fishy. It gets a little too close to home, in my opinion.
Tell us what's going on in Alabama. You're talking about transparency. There isn't any.
Yeah, it is bizarre, the lack of transparency in the state. Last year, I don't know if y'all remember, there was a bill Cam Ward and Chris Pringle sponsored trying to make the open records laws stronger. And the cities were opposed. There was a number of people opposed, but one of those people were the cities because they wanted to be able to get the fees. They make a lot of money on copying documents, on the cost of copying documents, and those documents can now be transmitted digitally, and they weren't a fan of that.
You're talking about the League of Municipalities opposed
it?
Okay.
Yeah. And so we have to look at, in a digital age, weighing the pros and cons of cities making money off of this. You know what has gotten my crawl this week? Is the city of Birmingham is looking at redoing a tax for the education fund. And the school board has been sending out flyers. And I know they did this down in Baldwin County, and they've done this.
You're talking about the Jefferson County Board of Education?
Yes. And they're sending out flyers, direct mail pieces. This annoys me to no end. You cannot, in one hand, say we need more money and then waste money sending out things that say we need more money. That's taxpayer money. That's money that could be going to schools.
Well, direct mail's not cheap,
and
as you know.
It's not cheap. And they have an entire campaign going right now. And I was like, stop spending taxpayer money to talk about how you need taxpayer money. It frustrates me. It frustrates me.
Yeah, but the proof can't be just doing a good job. We have to convince people we're doing a good job, even if the job hasn't actually been done.
Well, and that's just it. The job is not getting done. So you want us to hold over a tax that was intended to make the school system better, when the school system is no better in Jefferson County now than it was when the tax was passed.
Yeah.
So you want us to keep giving you money to keep doing the crappy job that you were doing before we started giving you money. Explain this to me, someone in Jefferson County. So that's that. And then, of course, I am trying to get the message out that look at what happened down in Mobile County with that bridge. We can do that all over the state, people. Almost like a resurrection of the Tea Party. We can start taking on officials in Montgomery if the individuals start going to their local meetings and start speaking up, because they stopped that statewide plan by going to local TIP meetings. That plan was killed, not having anything to do with Montgomery, but because of the local
meetings. For folks who don't remember,
give Jim Ziegler his due. As crazy as you think Jim is, he's not.
Well,
he's pretty damn smart.
Effective. effective.
Yes. And for folks who don't remember this, this was the toll bridge.
It $6 one way.
Right. It was going to be a new bridge in Mobile, and it was going to be just tolls, even right after the gas tax was passed. It just smelled dark.
I don't care about the bridge. I thought the rate was excessive.
And I think the way they went about it was
it was very sneaky.
Was also wrong. And the state officials were emboldened by passing the gas tax the way they did, right?
Right.
We will shove it down your throat quickly and quietly with a few people talking against it, but quickly and quietly as we can, and you're just going to suck it up. And that's what they thought they were going to do with this toll bridge.
Absolutely.
So Ivy kept saying, well, there's no alternative. Cooper was saying it's a done deal. And the residents were like, what? And then he come to find out they've been having meetings knowing this is going to be a toll for years and years and years, and yet nobody told those who would be paying the toll. So you come back and you say, yeah, sorry, this is the only way we can do it. And we've known this for quite a while, but we thought we'd tell you right when we're about to do it. And so people were enraged, and I think that sort of grassroots advocacy that crosses partisan lines and says this is crummy for everyone, the message that was effective should be heard all over the state and should help us as a state improve things among
governments. Well, that was kind of how the Tea Party came to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Was kind of taxation without representation. And then they grew. And then they kind of got in the weeds on some other issues that really didn't relate to the economy. But they were also effective. And what you just said, this was kind of another little tea party that grew out of the concern that, hey, you're about to bilk the taxpayers by putting in this great bridge, and then you're going to charge, what was it, one way?
$6 one way.
Yeah, $12 a day.
And then, didn't it get worse than that? The bidding process, the companies that didn't get the contract still got paid.
Still got money, and then they were billing this bridge as it's going to have an amazing bike path that only a few people can bike because it's going to be ridiculously inclined. It's going to have a great viewing area. So on the backs of those who have to go to work on the other side, and then they came out with like a slap in the face. They said, if you're local, we could give you a monthly $90 pass or something like that. Well, $90 a month for somebody making minimum wage on the other side of the bridge isn't, you know, that's not something to sneeze at. Yeah, that's not something to sneeze at.
And it'd be one thing if roads were only financed by like tolls, but there's all these taxes you just threw on.
Yeah.
Then they get people like Arthur Orr who want to dredge some port in Athens or somewhere up there. That was pretty sneaky, but I think people figured it out, and I don't think he's going to be able to dredge that.
Well, if you look at the priorities of where the gas tax is going, which they released those county by county, there's a lot of political back scratching happening there.
A lot of punishment for not voting for the gas tax.
Yeah, and that's the Alabama way, which it's up to the constituents and taxpayers to say that's unacceptable.
No, and I think this is, you know, call me malcontented and cynical, but I think this is the way of government. You create a big pot of money. There's, of course, going to be corruption and political horse trading that goes on with that big pot of money. You can put in better rules and more transparency and have clearly earmarking, these sorts of things. But give me a break. As soon as they raised all this money and, we'll have a commission. And then you hear all these senators start jumping in. Oh, I want it for my area. And if they're doing it with waterworks and waterways, why not waterways up in North Alabama? It just became what everybody expected.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people were not necessarily against the tax, so, you know, folks like I were.
I was against it.
But a lot of people were frustrated in the sense that, okay, I'll pay a little more at the gas pump, but you're not even giving me a straight answer on where the money's going, and it's going to become this horse trading charade.
Right. Which, again, has become the Montgomery way, and the way we overcome that is by people raising their voices in every municipality, in every region of the state, and saying, I want my fair share. I want it spent correctly, and I want the politics out of this. It should be for, you know, someone mentioned to me the Alabama long-term infrastructure plan. Like, what are the state's priorities looking at those? Well, it's hard to say what the state's priorities are because it depends on who's in charge, and it depends on who's ticked them off that day.
Right.
And how can we grow as a state, which is all you ever hear Kay talking about is economic development. I am bringing so many jobs here. Well, we'd bring a lot more jobs here if our state wasn't a hot mess on infrastructure. And again, prioritize things by how they need to be done, not versus how they
choose to do it.
And that's at the moment, right? So every 2 to 4, 6 years, those things change. And that's not the way a functional infrastructure plan should do.
Right. No, absolutely. No, and this is where I'm going to be excited to get to know you, because I can be too cynical to a fault. To a fault. I can be like, it's government. That's how it works. But I also have to say, sometimes I get skeptical of the reformers, not anybody in particular, but just the idea of often, I think, like Elizabeth Warren, to go to the national level, she's talking about knocking out all the corporations, taking on Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook and big tech and the big banks and all this crap.
That would work until the general election when she needs their money.
That, and as well as that's not what she's going to do. She's not going to get rid of corporate power in America. What she's going to do is knock out some cronies and put it in her own cronies who gave her money during the election.
Right.
So I'm always skeptical of even the reformers, unless it's what you're talking about. Grassroots, just everyday folks going, wait, you're going to do what? Yeah. No, you're not going to do that to me. It's not some big group that's been put in the works over years. It's just somebody going, okay, you've pissed me off, and you're not going to get away with
this. That's exactly what happened with the toll road. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful thing to witness.
It's the Howard Beale political moment. I like it. Mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. I like that stuff. So what got the president elected, and what's usually makes good things happen here locally.
I think so.
Yeah. We got to hit this break, though.
I got a question I want to ask you when we come back.
Yes. All right.
It's going to get your ire up.
Okay.
News and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, April Marie Fogle. Mm-hmm. Here. We'll be right back.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Fox Tonight, critics rave, it's a smash. Wow. And it's back.
Who is the Masked Singer?
You won't believe the celebrity we unmask next.
Oh my God.
Then, yesterday, they were strangers. Today,
the miracle of DNA testing.
We're genetically connected.
Your sisters.
Our worlds have turned upside down.
But I'm going to be here for you.
The premiere of Almost Family, after The Masked Singer.
Tonight on Fox 20.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole, call Cole. all. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, April Marie Fogel is here for the hour.
I love the way she said, I bought headphones, but I forgot them.
Story of my life.
That's a little pretentious. Presumptive, I should say.
I was about to say, where did the pretension
come? I don't know. I made that up. Presumptive that people would invite you on their show, so you needed headphones.
Oh, I needed headphones. I like to crash shows. That's what I do.
Oh, but those headphones look great on you. They're okay. A little heavy, aren't
any,
they? Huh?
Yes. Any headphones that have been sitting around the studio, I pick them up and I'm like, ooh, do I need gloves? What's happening?
I know. The answer is yes.
Oh, let me dig this earwax out and put these on.
They're used to, previous visits to the show, I would get these headphones and the like earmuffs were all sorts of...
And it would slide off your face.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, make it stop. So yes, I went on Amazon and purchased my own headphones.
Well, the thing about greasy headphones is it builds up your immunity system.
Well, I like that outlook. I really do.
You know, what the hell? A little germ here and a little germ there.
When I grow up, I want my own radio station, so I bought headphones so I can pretend radio. I can play radio.
Well, you'll get there one day.
That's what I do at home.
One day.
When no one's around, I get a microphone like a kid. It's the hairbrush, you know, and then my new fancy headphones. And I'm like, and Donald Trump tweeted today. No, I'm
just kidding. Treason. Treason. Adam Schiff committed treason. No, he lied, like all congressmen lie on the floor. It's not treason, Donald, but I hear what you're saying.
I can't look at his Twitter anymore. I used to
He's
be
going nuts
I used to be able to look and laugh, and now I look and I cringe. It's like cringeworthy. We've passed the point of not being able to defend him, but being able to deflect. Like, I don't to now, like, I got nothing. I have no words for he just tweeted.
Wow, I just checked his latest tweet 41 minutes ago. The do-nothing Democrats should be focused on building up our country, not wasting everyone's time and energy on, and he says it in all caps, bull shaving cream.
Really? Wow.
But he didn't say shaving cream.
He said
BS spelled out in all caps.
I love it.
Him and Mo Brooks with that SHIT picture.
Yeah, it was a picture of poop. that he put on Twitter. I saw that.
It's like, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop an S-bomb and see what the media does. Could you double check it, Mulaney?
Well, he talked about
coughing in my
presence.
These
asshole nations around the world.
It's so very hard to get real work done anymore for journalists, because by the time you're trying to fact check another tweet, you're like, he did what?
He tweeted again. It used to bother me. Now I love it. But I'm so tired of the Democrats trying to make chicken salad out of you-know-what.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
I mean, I'm sick of it. So I hope he rams it down their throat. Hope he tweets every hour, because each tweet, you're right, they run fact-check, and then he does another tweet, and they don't. He's sending them in every direction known to man, and I love it.
The journalists are now looking in LexisNexis, presidents using S-B-U-L-L-S-H-I-T. And they're like, they're Googling, like, who has, no president before has ever said this.
I remember Ronald Reagan was making I don't know if y'all play it, but he talked about, there was this fella campaigning for office.
Yeah.
And he goes around, and he goes to this farmhouse. And he wants to make a speech, and he says, I'm running, and I'm a Republican. And this old farmer took his hat off and scratched his head and said, I don't believe I've ever seen somebody said they're a Republican before. So he says, Maud, come on out here. And he's going to speak to Maud and Earl, who are the little man and woman farmers, and he didn't have anything to stand on. You know, they used to talk about the soapbox or a flatbed truck. So he stands on a pile of manure.
Oh, gosh.
And he says, as Reagan described it, he says, and he stood on a pile of, well, you know, that word that Bess Truman always tried to get Harry Truman not to say. And so he makes this speech, and the farmer and his wife are kind of impressed. And he leaves, and they say, well, how was your little speech to the farmer? He said, well, that's the first time I've delivered a Republican message from a Democrat platform.
That's a good one.
Reagan had a wonderful sense of humor.
See, I'm with Jack on this, and April, in the sense that Trump's tweets, I'm not saying I have to defend them. I just find them highly entertaining.
I do some people say, ooh, I said, well, that's Donald Trump.
For instance, in the show earlier today, we played the live press conference between Nancy Pelosi and then Adam Schiff came on. We don't want this to drag out for months, this inquiry. We're going to get to it very quickly. If the White House would cooperate, if Pompeo would stop bullying witnesses, Trump immediately live tweets it saying, Adam Schiff should only be so lucky to have the brains, honor, and strength of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. For a lowlife like Schiff, who completely fabricated my words and read them to Congress as though they were said by me, to demean a first class at West Point is sad. It's sad in all caps. It's just oh my gosh, this is so entertaining.
I really love your Donald Trump voice.
Oh, thank you.
I can't believe I haven't heard this before. This is amazing.
Well, and he has all sorts of voices. So I can't quite do the Trump yelling at a rally voice. It's a unique thing. But, you know.
So my Facebook is going crazy with my my Democrat friends upset about this, the phone call, of course, right? So we're all upset about the phone. Now, I read the transcript, and I'm like, you guys are reading way too much into this, people. Like, really?
They know they're reading too much in it.
But my favorite is the new thing of he tried to hide it. He tried to hide the transcript. He tried to hide the call. And I'm like, so what you're telling me is that somebody at the White House decided that this information could be leaked, so they put it in a system so it couldn't be leaked, and it was leaked anyway. And this is a problem. If the leaks would stop, they'd not hide things probably, well, right?
It's also a cover-up of a transcript we're now all reading.
Right. I'm like, maybe you are, like, they gave it, like, within a day or two, right? They were like, oh, this is the call. But in the meantime, the people opposed the call, they were like, it was so awful, they hid it so that we couldn't see it.
But well, here's the real question.
You crazy people.
I agree. Crazy people, they're reading too much into it. But when you read the transcript, as
I did.
You just said, when you read it, did you think, this is the perfect phone call?
You know what I thought? I thought, there's a lot of butt kissing going on here of Trump.
Yes,
and
there is.
There is a lot of kissing up to Trump, and I like it.
We learned a lot from you, Mr. President.
I really like the kissing up of our president, because, you know, that just makes me, as a citizen of this country, be like, yeah, baby, we got a crazy president, but you like him.
Yeah,
you want to be him.
Trump said something, and Zelensky's response is, Mr. President, you're not just 100% right, you're 1,000% right. And I'm like, that is so buttering Trump up.
I'm like, I don't know what's happening here, but it's amazing. I saw no crimes being committed except the butt kissing. Like, that was a crime against humanity in some ways.
Well, it's like Trump's not even listening to him. It's like, we're ready to buy javelins. That's great. Could you do us a favor? Could you look into this whole CrowdStrike rich guy there? You know, something's going on. Yeah, you know, something happened.
I mean, would you look into it? Does that mean I'm going to hold this money until you do something about it?
That's a lot of reading between lines that aren't there.
A lot of major elections.
Whereas Biden says, I'm going to be out of here in 6 hours. If you don't fire this prosecutor, you're not going to get this billion. I mean, he said it. He said it in a speech.
And you don't even have to guess, right?
Right, right.
There's no reading between the lines. Those were his words. It amazes me. And again, one of the problems that this Trump administration has had to deal with throughout its entire tenure is leaks.
Yes.
There has been no, we are loyal to our nation, if not our president. There's nobody who says, I'm even going to be... They just want Trump to look bad. And so they keep leaking and releasing things to make Trump look bad. But from the perspective I'm taking is, you make you look bad, and you're trying to make our country look bad, and it's so un-American and so unpatriotic. They are traitors, and people need to stop.
No, I don't know if I can blame Joe Biden. He learned early on in life when he was trying to learn about race relations in the 60s that sometimes you just got to deal with bad dudes.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude, I'll have you know. And I think Corn Pop might be the whistleblower.
Can I bring this back to state politics?
Please.
Yes, dear. Oh, yeah.
As much as I love what
corruption.
We're talking
about. Corruption. Corruption and dirty dealing.
Yeah, you know, there's a plan out there, and Ivy's touted it, that we need to build new prisons. Of course, we all know that because we have a federal judge breathing down our necks. And I remember back in the day, we had a federal judge breathing down our neck about mental health when there was a guy that was the mental health commissioner named Stonewall Stickney. And there are a lot
of... You made that name up.
No, I didn't. You can Google it, and there are all these... You can see all these lawsuits that were between the State Department of Mental Health and people who, you know...
Didn't like Stonewall?
Yeah, because just back when we had mental health facilities. But, I mean, he was, you know, that guy kind of became famous because he had a weird name, number one. But he was the guy that happened to be the acting director when all this stuff was coming down. If you don't think these federal courts don't mean business, you weren't living through that time in Alabama when I was. But having said that, the governor has proposed these new prisons.
Right.
We are having Myron Thompson breathing down our necks. But there's something very corrupt about the way they're going about this. The Alabama Department of Corrections will not give you any information about the companies. They had this thing, a request for qualification.
Mm-hmm.
And I think only four companies submitted letters during the process. And I happen to know somebody, my cousin knows somebody in Arkansas who wanted to submit a proposal, someone who has actually built prisons. Some of these companies have never even been involved in building prisons. One of them's even a partnership, so you can't go and look at who's their partners are.
Is that the B.L. Herbert, B.H.B. Herbert one, whatever that company is?
No, it's I can't remember the name.
The Alabama Partners or whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah, but that's the Birmingham company.
Okay, well, and Harbert, I think, submitted and they're a big company in Alabama, and they build a lot of stuff. They're pretty renowned.
That's one of those sketchy partnerships.
Yeah, but this is very shady.
And that's the problem with our state, is when you have this much money at stake.
Almost a billion dollars.
$1 billion. Nothing should be done in a way in which any media person or any taxpayer is sitting around scratching their head going, WTF.
Yeah.
Okay? Or saying what the Trump just tweeted, okay? This is all...
Yeah, BS.
Mm-hmm. So when you have this much money at stake, and here's the thing, is Alabama politicians and Alabama agencies have historically been, you know, how many governors went to jail? How many elected officials in Alabama go to jail? The way to get above that, look above board, is to just go ahead and put it all out there, right?
Yeah, right.
These are the companies that made submissions. This is where we are in the process. This is what we're doing. Don't hide stuff. Why are you hiding stuff? It's so bad.
Well, you know
why. Okay, yes. Don't.
Some brother-in-law owns the company that has submitted a proposal, you know.
It is ridiculous. When this much money, I don't even say when this much money's at stake. Let's say anything over $1 million If there's more than a million, actually, I'd say that, but then the, what was
$999,000.
Then you have the Cliff Sims contract, which, by the way, if anybody at Department of Education would like to give me a $999,000.
To perform a task that you've never performed before.
To perform a task, any task, pretty much anything within legal bounds, I will do it. If you want me to do your social media, if you want me to promote schools, I got your back, my friends. I'll do it. Actually, I'll give you half the price. I'll do it for half the price.
And that story went away. Almost $1 million of taxpayer money going to this fraud named Cliff Sims, who purports to know about education, and he doesn't know jack you know what about it.
It is infuriating.
It makes me so mad, and there are no consequences.
Well, you know what we need to do for that is we need to pay better attention to the contract.
The review board.
And we need to give them teeth, because right now, if they get a contract, they can sit on it. They can make it, literally, they can put a tag on it and says, we want more information. This can't go through right now. But they can't stop it or kill it. What point is there?
That's probably by design. You know that.
I get that. But there has to be some process in place to where you go, this isn't good. Not only will I not set this aside, I'm going to say go back to the drawing board, you crazy people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. The prisons contract, roadway contracts, $999,000 contracts to, what did Trump call Cliff Sims? What did he call him?
Like low-level or...
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He worked for me.
God, he had a name. He called him something. I'm not
like
to,
a messenger or something.
A messenger boy.
Like
yeah,
that.
A gopher.
Yeah, a gopher. That's what it
he
was.
He got me coffee, and then I said, I don't even drink coffee.
Then there was that whole football shabakal. I think the only thing notable about Cliff Sims' time and off at the White House was him trying to get a signed football for the president that no one knew where it went after he got it. It's sitting in his office with his $990,000 contract. But at any rate,
that's just crooked. I'm sorry.
Here's the thing. If it isn't crooked, it's so easy, right? If it's not crooked, if this prison's contract isn't crooked, put all the information out there for us to see. How hard is it to say, all right, there's lots of questions about this thing. Who are these partnerships? Where do these bids come from? How much is being spent? Who's on the committees? Let's just put it all out there.
Right.
One release, one web page, one something.
Well, we got to hit a break.
Dadgummit, I was on a roll.
Oh, there's more time.
15 more minutes.
Keep rolling. We'll be right back, folks.
On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of record high temperatures continues for now, but we're getting closer to some nice relief. For today, tomorrow, and Friday, highs in the upper 90s each day, and each day we should tie or break the record high. Still dry, lows at night in the low 70s. Saturday, not quite as hot, high 94, rain chances close to 15%. Then Sunday, some widely scattered storms, high 91. Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cold front. Then look for significantly cooler days and nights beginning Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. This evening benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.neb/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, April Marie Vogel is hanging out in the studio this hour.
You know, some things.
Yeah, well, Jack and I sometimes just, it's a mutual hatred built in love.
Oh, no question. Who was, did you figure it out?
No.
Okay. Here, let's go real quick because Clint has been holding for 17 and a half minutes.
Hello, Clint. How you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. Yeah, I wait. I'm a patient person.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Most most pot smokers are pretty patient.
What are you calling to talk to us about?
Now Jack brought that up about pot smokers. I mean, come on now.
I don't know.
Only for medicinal purposes.
Right. I don't know a thing about it, Clint.
It's for your gut, right?
It's just a rumor.
I do smoke some weed every chance I get, so I'll get that. But Jack Reagan made a statement, too, on the flatbed truck. He said, I could take Cuba with the Alabama National Guard in a flatbed truck.
Who said that?
Reagan. President Reagan.
Really?
He said that. I heard him say that.
That's hilarious.
He could take Cuba with the Alabama National Guard in a flatbed truck. You got to hear that also the president say that he want to build a trench with water and put alligators and snakes in it.
I heard that. I can't take that seriously. I want to hear the tone of voice he said that in.
Well, they said that they had it on CBS News this morning.
I'm sure they did.
Oh, yeah. And then he said, shoot the immigrants in the leg. I said, hell yeah. That's my kind of president, guys.
Except we'd have to pay for their medical care.
Right.
Well, no, if they're on the other side of the border.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, let them handle that situation. You know, that's their own fault. But, man, you guys went off totally on this prison system.
No, we got more
with that, Jack Campbell.
Well, it's going to get worse, but we're going to keep you informed as I learn more. Hell, I don't know anything now except I don't know. I can tell you I don't know anything because I don't know anything, you know.
Me either. Well, have a good. I don't know who that young lady is you guys got on there today, but
April Marie Fogel. A friend of this program. And
You can read some of my opinions as I interrupt Jack at Alabama Today, altoday.com.
Well, young lady, you're okay in my book.
Thank you, sir.
Clint, have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Clint.
Thank you, Clint.
We love Clint. He calls here all the time. He's a good guy. Yeah, did you see where the governor appointed a woman? Oh, now, the Board of Registrars is in charge in each county of kind of getting people registered to vote. Some of them are more active than others. But the governor gets an appointment, the ag commissioner gets an appointment, and the auditor gets an appointment every 4 years. Well, KIV and her staff's infinite wisdom appointed this woman, and I don't recall her name, in Hale County. The county seat for Hale County is Greensboro. This lady, they found out years ago, was convicted on 4 felony counts of voter fraud by tinkering with absentee ballots. And so...
Rose Lyles.
Yeah, Lyles.
Rose
that's
Lyles. 4 counts of voter fraud in 2007. Pleaded guilty to misdemeanor possession of a forged instrument. That sounds like the quality type of individual. You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like a vetting fail.
Oh,
error by the person in charge of the governor's appointments. Who would that be? It would be one of the 2 recent joins from the BCA to the governor's office. Nathan Lindsay used to work for Bob Riley.
Yeah.
Now heading up the governor's appointment. Nathan.
So he'll be choosing these people, helping choose these people.
Yeah. Nathan.
Not like Nathan.
Drink a little bit more coffee. Double check some Googles before you... A criminal record. I don't ask for much. If you could at least do a quick Google search and a criminal record search before giving anybody trusted positions, that's all I ask.
I mean, yeah, you're putting this person... It's like the fox guard in the hen house, you know?
What?
Classic case.
In the ever-loving...
I know.
Why? Why would you do that?
Well, this may have been before Nathan came on. I don't know when this woman was appointed, how long she served, but...
Government done just corrupted also attracts the already corrupted. So
I love this.
Seems like he's right at home.
The governor's press secretary, who, by the way, is wonderful, Gina. She's been very, very responsive to me in my appointments requests. Says the governor didn't know about the conviction and hadn't done a background check before the appointment. She says background checks aren't typical for such appointments. I'm not an expert, but if someone's going to be handling anything to do with voter registration, ballots, anything along those lines, we should probably double check that they aren't.
Well, the guy in Montgomery who's head of the mayor's election division has been disbarred for lying to a bankruptcy court.
Mm-hmm.
And he's running the elections in Montgomery County.
What was that about Fox in the hen house?
Yeah, Fox guard in the hen house.
What in...
I know, we've really trained this fox. This fox is rehabilitated.
Well, I do believe in giving people a second chance, but not to put a woman who was convicted of voter fraud to be in charge of voters. I mean, it makes no sense.
I love this. John Merrill says, it appears she legally can serve as a registrar because her conviction wasn't a felony. Attention, all state legislators listening to this show. Why don't we go ahead and say any misdemeanor, felony, whatevs, anything related to election fraud, ballots, whatever, will get you, so will not allow you, will disqualify you from an appointment dealing with elections. why don't we just go ahead and slip that in there next session? That is, John Merrill, if you're listening, John Merrill people, go ahead and fix that little loophole she got through.
Yeah, that seems absurd.
I'm really hoping the governor just goes ahead and says, yeah, that wasn't a great idea.
Right, and considering y'all just did this and I didn't know about this past conviction, you know, let's change it. We can still change it.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I don't know if that'll happen, though. I'm not going to hold my breath.
Hey, she rescinded the appointment to the Transportation Committee because the senator down in Mobile opposed the $6 bridge, ticked her off. She took Chris Elliott off the committee. She could take this lady off the committee. The only revocation the governor's done in the last few months was to say, you opposed my toll.
Yeah, your county's not getting any money.
No! So it sounds like infrastructure money for you!
Kay needs to be just properly motivated to act.
Yes.
We need more grassroots anger.
Grassroots anger. Hale County is the best you got. A 79-year-old lady with 4 counts of voter fraud.
79? So she was old in her... I mean, she was old when she committed these shady acts.
Yeah.
She was 75. She was 60-something years old.
She can't say she didn't know better. That's for sure.
Well, with all that said, lady, gentlemen.
How you doing?
We're out of time. I hate it.
I know. I'll come back.
Yes, please come back tomorrow.
What scares me.
And that's what I'm going
to
enjoy.
That learns you not to leave him in charge. He invites me to come back.
Well, I want you to come back, too. In fact, maybe tomorrow.
I think that we're going to work on that.
And I'm going to learn, because usually my belly looks like national and
tell people how to get to your publication again.
ALtoday.com, Alabama Today, ALtoday.com. And if you go there, the first story is about this young lady, this 79-year-old young lady we were just discussing in her spectacular appointment. And if you check back a little later, you're going to see a cool ethics story we can talk about tomorrow, ethics commission story.
Awesome.
And we'll talk more tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to do some homework. I'll throw you a lot of, pitches there. We'll knock it out of the park.
All right.
We'll have some fun. Well, Jack, I guess you got to do television tomorrow. Big star you are.
Yeah, right.
Woohoo!
Yeah,
but right. News and Views will be on there.
You
9 to noon tomorrow.
You got a face for television, not radio.
No, I have a face for radio, believe me.
Well, we're done.
All right.
And if you have a wide-angle lens, I have a face for TV, too.
Yes. All right. Thanks for having me.
Until tomorrow, bright and early,
adios.
9 o'clock. Dan Moore Show is next.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Phones, tablets, laptops, and desktops. All completely useless. That is, unless you have internet. Then those blank screens become wondrous rectangles of pure enjoyment. News, sports, games, true crime, memes, cats. Photographs of you, taken by you. Fill all your devices with the good stuff. Super fast internet, no data caps, just $34.99 per month. All from a company you'll love. Sign up today at Huawei.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first...